You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Here ends the reading. How is it that Christianity in general and the season of Lent in particular have come to be painted in gray, sodden tones as heavy, burdensome, full of pain and guilt? In medieval times, art in most of its forms aimed to remind people of the shortness and the futility of life, driving them to their knees before paintings and sculptures showing skulls, skeletons, and sinners at the foot of the cross. Martin Luther was raised in such an environment, and his fear of the judgment and wrath of God set him on a path that led him to the monastery, where he hoped he could find peace with an angry God through prayers, devotions, fasting, and mortification of his flesh, acts intended to mortify or put to death his sinful nature. And yet this spiritual struggle finally drove Luther to Scripture and the writings of St. Paul, where Luther found not fear and guilt, but freedom and joy. Luther remembered this revelation writing in Wittenberg in 1545. At last, Luther says, by the mercy of God, meditating day and night, I gave heed to the context of the words, namely, in it the righteousness of God is revealed, as it is written, he who through faith is righteous shall live. There I began, Luther said, to understand that the righteousness of God is that by which the righteous lives, by a gift of God, namely by faith. And this is the meaning. The righteousness of God is revealed by the gospel, namely the passive righteousness with which merciful God justifies us by faith, as it is written, he who through faith is righteous shall live. Here Luther writes, I felt that I was altogether born again and had entered paradise itself through open gates. There, a totally other face of the entire scripture showed itself to me, Luther said. God himself revealed the freeing, life-giving gospel to Luther through the scriptures. Luther was born again and felt as if he had entered paradise through this good news. As in the words of the prophet Isaiah we read today, in Christ, God has created a new heaven and a new earth. Former sins and guilt shall not be remembered or come to mind. We are to be glad and rejoice in this new life God has created for us in and through Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Lord God, in the midst of life and Lent, cause us to rejoice and be glad. Amen. And here's the suggested Lenten response. Is there a sin which troubles you? Write it on a slip of paper and light it on fire to burden you no more.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.